RNZ News at 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Nicola Wright. A strike organiser says allied health workers have no faith in the Ministry of Health to settle a pay dispute in the sector. 10,000 health workers of 70 professions are striking for a pay increase today after 18 months of failed negotiations. Public Service Association organiser Will Matthews says it has been years since these workers took action, and it represents the frustration felt throughout the industry.
After years and years of a lack of appreciation, but also after 2 years of shepherding this country through the COVID-19 pandemic and receiving nothing for it, these workers have had enough.
Will Matthews says the union wants the Ministry of Health to hand the dispute to the new nationwide health authority. Former members of Arise Church allege a naked pastor chased an intern around a hotel room. Confidential payouts were made to keep them silent about what happened. It's alleged Brent Cameron, pastor and brother of the church's founder John Cameron, would get naked in front of interns, label them with derogatory nicknames, and boast to his colleagues about the behaviour. The brothers are currently on extended leave, and Arise won't say whether or not they'll return. John and Brent Cameron have both declined to be interviewed. At least 190 people have contacted a team conducting an independent review into the church's culture. A mass bleaching of native sea sponges in Fiordland has prompted scientists to raise concern about the impact of climate change on marine ecosystems. The bleaching seems to have happened quickly and appears widespread in breaksea and doubtful sounds. The South Island has been in the grip of an ocean heatwave this summer, in which water temperatures in Fiordland were up to 5 degrees hotter than normal. Marine biology professor James Bell says damage like this has never been seen in New Zealand, and there are a few reports of it happening in cold waters internationally. He says it's a bad sign for the marine ecosystem in Southland. A man accused of child abuse says it's a lottery if a family gets a proper investigation by Oranga Tamariki. A review of his case in Northland found many deviations from the child protection protocol by social workers. The man says mishandled investigations pose a double threat.
If a child is left in an abusive family, that's very, very damaging for the child. But on the other hand, if Oranga Tamariki haven't done the due diligence required in an investigation, to pull a child out of a family is just as damaging.
The review says police dropped the case in 2019. The Children's Ministry says it is introducing national training and monitoring. Finland's President and Prime Minister have officially confirmed the country will apply for NATO membership. Finland decided to abandon its non-aligned stance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The President, Sauli Niinistö, called it a historic day.
We have been talking here in Finland at least 30 years about NATO membership. When we talk about security, even if it's not that visible in daily life, it has a huge impact in our minds. And that makes this decision also historic.
The application will be discussed by NATO foreign ministers meeting in Berlin. Sweden's ruling Social Democrats have also now announced they back their country joining NATO, abandoning decades of opposition in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden's Prime Minister is all but certain to launch a formal application within days. US police investigating yesterday's shooting in Buffalo, in which 10 people were killed, say so far it seems the gunman acted by himself. The authorities say it was a racially motivated attack in what is a predominantly black neighbourhood. The 18-year-old arrested at the scene pleaded not guilty when he appeared in court last night, charged with murder. He was identified in court documents as Peyton Gendron of Conklin in New York. Buffalo authorities say he's on suicide watch in custody. The gunman live-streamed the attack and is claimed to have been inspired by the Christchurch mosque terrorist. The acting chief censor, Rupert Ablett-Hampson, says the event will feel close to home for many people.
For New Zealand, it'll have distressing similarities to the events of the 15 March mosque attack.
Rupert Ablett-Hampson has already banned anyone in New Zealand from sharing the manifesto. The ban is an interim one before a final classification is made. In sport, New Zealand golfer Ryan Fox has finished tied for second at the latest World Tour event in Belgium. Fox held a one-shot lead after the third round, but could manage only an even par 71 in the final round and was overtaken by Englishman Sam Horsfield, who won by two shots thanks to his 3-under par 68. The Stars beat the Pulse 49-44 last night in Wellington to go level on points with the second-placed hosts in the ANZ Premiership standings. The Chiefs scored a last-gasp try to beat the Rebels 33-30 in last night's Super Rugby match in Melbourne. Novak Djokovic claimed his first title in over 6 months by beating Stefanos Tsitsipas in the Italian Open. And world number one, Iga Swiatek, retained her title in Rome, clinching her fifth consecutive WTA crown and winning her 28th match in a row. And in football, Manchester City came back from two goals down to earn a 2-2 draw at West Ham. That means victory over Aston Villa on the final day will see them retain their Premier League crown. That's the news.
Incontinence. A lot of people have problems with it, especially nighttime incontinence, but no one talks about it. Anzacare does. They understand. Sleep is incredibly important, but when you or a family member has an incontinence issue, it can disrupt your sleep as well as the psychological effects. Relax. There are an amazing array of products that will help. Located right in Mahara Place, Waikanae. Dry Sleeper at Anzacare next to the old library, or you can search Dry Sleeper or Anzacare online to find their website. Dry Sleeper by Anzacare products are not going to let you down. Eco-friendly, reusable, designed in New Zealand by a New Zealand-owned company. They're a great investment. If you are over the extra washing and need a product that is really absorbent, soft and discreet, visit Dry Sleeper by Anzacare. They care.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morena, welcome to Monday, the 16th of May. It's going to be a wet week, pretty wet weekend too, for that matter. Forecast today, rain, briefly heavy at first, then mostly cloudy with one or two showers from mid-morning, light winds, and then northwesterlies developing in the evening. Not cold though, highs in the high teens, 18 or 19, they said we had 17 yesterday. Overnight, 14. Tomorrow, occasional rain, more persistent in the afternoon and evening, nor'westers, and 20. And also wet Wednesday, chance of a shower, nor'westers and 19. Showers, nor'westers, 18 Thursday. Showers, westerlies, and 16 on Friday. Into Wellington, rain clearing this morning, but remaining mostly cloudy. Light winds, then northerlies from evening. 18 in Wellington, 19 in Manawatu today. Rain, briefly heavy before dawn, and then easing to a few showers in the morning with westerly winds. If you're near the water out to sea today, no wind warnings, no gale warnings. The situation, a slow-moving front affecting central New Zealand today, gradually moves over the North Island today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, the front reaches the far south late today and crosses the country tomorrow, followed by a brief ridge. Then another front approaches from the southwest late Wednesday, moves up the country on Thursday, followed by a strong southwest flow. Out to sea locally, our Kapiti recreational marine forecast for inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Northeast winds of 10 knots, easing to variable 5 this morning, then northwest 10, developing late afternoon and early evening. Sea slight, mostly cloudy with poor visibility and morning rain, northwest swell of a metre. Now tomorrow on the water, northerly 15 knots, rising to northwest 25 in the afternoon, changing westerly 15 in the evening, periods of rain, more persistent from afternoon tomorrow, and a northwest swell tomorrow of a metre. Next tide on the coast is high tide at 9:30, and then the low tide, a very low, low tide at 4:15 this afternoon. Sunrise will be 7:21, and 5:12 is sunset time. Boy, the days are shortening, aren't they? There's a little bit of light rain falling, some sprinkles I noticed this morning in places, still quite wet underfoot, hardly any wind though, just a very light westerly, pressure at 1,007, 98% humidity, it's not cold, 13.5 in Pukerua Bay, 14 in Paikakariki, 14 in Otaki, Levin showing 14.5, 16 degrees in Foxton and Shannon, 15.5 in Palmerston North, Wellington City, one or two little sprinkles with a light westerly, 13 in town, 14 in Waikanae, and 14 in Porporomu. Pretty busy on the roads this morning, a lot of people heading south Monday morning and quite wet too, in places where the roads are wet. It may not be pouring with rain, but just wet conditions all the way through Hauora Whenua and Kapiti. Maybe a little bit of low cloud here and there. I noticed that traversing on Transmission Gully yesterday. Even during the day, it was quite dull, so the cloud may be down just a little bit. Take care. Busy on Transmission Gully, but all flowing freely at this stage. No reports of crashes or accidents, and just those poor driving conditions. Already looks pretty busy into town this morning. A lot of traffic coming in from the Hutt Valley, Petone Way. We'll keep in touch with that. No other problems at the moment. Fair few bits and pieces of roadworks going on. So just be aware, Rimutaka Hill Road's going to be closed from 9 tonight. I don't think they closed it last night due to weather. It's going to be closed 9 tonight through to 4 in the morning for the next 4 mornings, weather dependent. And they're also planning to do another one of those wild goat culls if the weather is conducive from 9.30 to 10.30 on the Rimutaka Hill Road. Also, that resurfacing work starting on State Highway 59, if you're coming from town and going via Porirua. They're going to close State Highway 59 from the Transmission Gully interchange north to Porirua, so you might have to detour via Kinipuru Drive. Apart from that, no other problems. Usual roadworks here and there. All other roads and highways are open. Just spoke with train control this morning. Now, there's been some fun with the Capital Connection over the last few days. They had to cancel it as a train, didn't they, late last week? But good news, it's a train today, I'm told from train control. And they know because they control the trains. So they said it's coming down as a train, the Capital Connection, ready to leave at 6:15. Metlink services running to time, and buses replace the Metlink trains again tonight and tomorrow for scheduled maintenance. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport tells us Air Chathams will go at 5 to 7 this morning. Sounds Air comes in from Blenheim just before 8:30, then goes back out at 9. On the big board at Wellington Airport with the arrivals and departures, looks pretty much on time, just a slight delay to the Tauranga flight. 10 to 9, now leaving at 9:30. Everything else on time. Must be some international flights, or just the one international flight to Melbourne, leaving at 9 o'clock. And the ferry sailings as scheduled currently. We'll keep up to date. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. 12 minutes past 6. Welcome to Monday already. Monday the 16th of May. The latest in world news now from DW.
This is DW News live from Berlin. Defying Putin's warning, Finland and Sweden move a step closer to joining NATO. Finland's president says his country is entering a new era, a day after Russia's president called the idea a mistake. Also coming up, Ukraine says its second largest city is secure once again. Ukrainian soldiers clear villages on the outskirts of Kharkiv after Russian troops withdraw. And Lebanon holds its first election since the country's economy collapsed. Many voters hope the vote will serve as a wake-up call for the political elite. Hello, I'm Monica Jones. Welcome to the programme. Finland has confirmed it will officially apply for NATO membership. If approved, then the addition of Finland would double NATO's border with Russia. The application needs to be endorsed by the Finnish parliament, but that's expected to be a formality. Sweden's governing party has also backed a plan to join NATO. And there's one problem. NATO member Turkey could use its veto power to block the expansion.
It's a radical break with the past, one that was almost unimaginable just months ago. In Finland's capital Helsinki, Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced the country's decision to apply to join NATO after decades of non-alignment.
We have reached today an important decision in good cooperation between the government and the President of the Republic. We hope that the Parliament will confirm the decision to apply for NATO membership during the coming days. It will be based on a strong mandate.
Finland shares a border of over 1,000 kilometers with Russia. After Russia invaded Ukraine, public opinion, based in part on fears that its eastern neighbor would do the same to Finland, moved strongly in favor of joining NATO. This happened as foreign ministers from the military alliance's member countries met in Berlin. NATO Secretary General appeared at that meeting via video link. He welcomed Finland's decision and encouraged Sweden to follow.
This would be an historic moment. Their membership in NATO would increase our shared security, demonstrate that NATO's door is open, and that aggression does not pay.
The meeting's host, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, added an enthusiastic note.
Schweden and Finland, if you're ready, we are ready. Vielen Dank.
One potential problem, Turkey has expressed reservations about letting the two Nordic countries join. Ankara blames them for sheltering Kurdish activists that Turkey considers enemies of the state. There should be absolute security guarantees here. This is not just about two candidate countries, but also about allied states who need to stop supporting terrorist organizations. But officials said they were certain those differences could be resolved quickly. Meanwhile, nothing will change right away. The Finnish parliament must ratify the decision, and the NATO application process could take up to a year.
I'm from Berlin. I'm joined now by our Brussels bureau chief, Alexandra von Naamen, who has followed the NATO meeting for us. Alexandra, Finland formally applied to join NATO and Sweden looks hot on its heels. What happens next?
The Swedish Prime Minister said today that she will go to the Parliament tomorrow to make sure that there is a broad support for the decision of the Swedish governing party. And we also have to note that the Finnish Parliament will debate the issue tomorrow as well. However, we have to say that this is only a formality and that the majority in favor of Finland's NATO membership is certain there. But this is not the end of the application process. The Finnish president will visit Stockholm later this week, and then we expect both countries to send their joint letters of application to NATO.
So, and what about Ankara's reservations? Are they going to act, or is Ankara just going to sit and wait what happens?
Well, listening to the Turkish foreign minister here today and his presser, you could think that they are not ready to compromise. He once again accused Finland and Sweden of supporting extremist Kurdish organizations, first and foremost the PKK, that is considered a terrorist organization in Turkey and also in the European Union. And by the way, Sweden and Finland both pushed strongly against those accusations. Turkey also wants both countries to lift their arms delivery bans on Turkey. So now the three of them will continue to talk and to try to resolve the issue, with many here saying that they are quite optimistic that finally or eventually Turkey will drop their objections.
DW's Alexandra von Naamen there. Thank you so much. Ukraine says the front lines in the east of the country are shifting. Russia has made some gains in the Donbas region, but Ukraine says it is waging a counteroffensive on the Russian-held city of Izium. Kyiv says Russian forces retreated from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, to shore up its defenses of Izium. Ukrainian forces have been clearing the liberated villages near Kharkiv, and residents there have started focusing on rebuilding their lives. Well, DW correspondent Amin Esif is joining us in Lviv in western Ukraine now. Amin, first of all, I would like to ask you about reports we're hearing about Russian forces firing phosphorus bombs onto the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. There's footage out there published both by pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian authorities. So what more can you tell us about that?
That's right. Ukrainian authorities have accused Russia of using phosphorus bombs on the Azovstal steel plant. As we saw in this video that was circulating on social media, it has all the trademarks of a phosphorus weapon, and Russia has admitted before to using phosphorus weapons, so it wouldn't be a surprise here. Now, this is a bomb that Ukraine says is called the 9M22S Grad munitions, which is a phosphorus incendiary weapon. It can burn at several thousand degrees Fahrenheit. light and can cause serious burns. The reason Russia might be using this is either to create a smoke screen so their troops can form a ground assault, or to suck the oxygen out of the air in order to suffocate the Azovstal defenders who are still holed up in that steel plant there. And Russia is trying to get them out to force them to surrender or to take over the plant by force. Now, phosphorus munitions are not actually banned by international law. The United States continues to use them, has used them in Iraq and Syria, and as long as you use it on a military population, it's not illegal. What Russia says is hands are no longer tied because civilians have been taken out of the steel plant in Mariupol and are only fighting against the Azov regiment that remains locked up in that fortification.
Right, that's exactly what I wanted to follow up on. Is there any news on the Ukrainian soldiers holding up there at that steel plant?
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that they're doing all they can to get them out of there. They're focusing their attentions now on rescuing the wounded and the people taking care of the wounded, so the doctors who are part of the Azov regiment but are not considered combatants because they're out of commission or because they're doctors who are helping the soldiers. So the Ukrainian government is trying diplomatic ways to create some kind of prisoner trade with Russia, which Russia has so far denied. Now, the wives of those defenders are worried about them. They said in their minds they don't think they'll see their husbands again, but in their hearts they still have hope, Monica.
All right, DW correspondent Amian Esif, they're reporting for us from Lviv in western Ukraine. Thank you so much. Now, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has suffered a setback in regional elections lately, now also in North Rhine-Westphalia. The election in Germany's most populous state is being seen as a challenge for the government amid its handling of the war in Ukraine. The Conservatives are leading the polls with 35% of the vote. Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats received more than 27%. The Greens are in third place, while the Free Democrats and the far-right AfD are battling for fourth spot. And what does this mean? Well, let's bring in Benjamin Alvarez Gruber, who is following the story for us in North Rhine-Westphalia. Benjamin, what do you make of the projected results?
It's indeed a blow for Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This is the most popular state, as you just said. It's an important state also in Germany. It's economically pretty strong, it's diverse, and it's seen as a setback, also criticism for what Olaf Scholz has been doing over this past month. Polls were pretty tight between the candidate of the Conservative, who is already the state premier and who appears to still be the state premier for the next term, and also for his Social Democrat political opponent.
And what about possible coalitions? Because so far, none of them has the overall majority.
That's right, but now the ball is within the Conservative Party. They have two options. Those would be two options right now. The Conservatives can either go into a coalition with the Green Party that had a very good result with this election, or they can also go into a coalition with the pro-business FDP Party. So there are two choices then. As you just said, it is not an easy evening for the pro-business FDP. They need a 5% threshold. The left party had 2%, so not even close into getting it. But now, of course, the conversations will start with a majority of people here in North Rhine-Westphalia wanting this conservative state premier.
All right, Benjamin Alvarez Gruber there, reporting from the North Rhine-Westphalia election there. Thank you so much. And the people of Lebanon also went to the polls today amid low expectations that their vote could really improve the economy or significantly change the political landscape. And it is the first parliamentary election since the economic meltdown over the past 2 years, as well as a massive explosion at Beirut's port in 2020. In a symptom of the collapse, polling stations across the country suffered power cuts on Sunday.
Buying a new home or an investment property? You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Buying your first home? Those KiwiSaver forms can be tricky to fill out. You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Selling a property or subdividing? You'll need a lawyer for that too. Best Practice can help you. Hi, it's Trish here from Best Practice Lawyers. You will love working with the best team because we know what we're doing and we get results. Call us now.
Time is 25 past 6, Coast Access Radio. Monday, it is the 16th of May. Prepare for a fairly wet week. More news from PMN News shortly at 6.30. We'll check weather for the central region. Main centre forecasts. Dominion Post is here, so we'll have a look at today's paper as well. Mother Nature's been fairly active over the weekend. Did you feel the big bang just before 8:15 yesterday morning? Gosh, I was awake. I was sitting in bed, actually, and boom, all of a sudden, that earthquake. It was a 4.7. Some people didn't feel it. 4.7, 8:13 yesterday morning. It was only 25 kilometres west of Poroporomu. That's why I felt it. And just 28 kilometres deep. Doesn't appear to have been any other shakes after that from yesterday morning. So that was a good one to wake you up and shake things around on a Sunday. We need that every now and then. Didn't win Lotto either. I don't think there were any locals first or second division either with Lotto from yesterday. 26 past 6 it is. How's your skin? Is it perfect like Lloyd Cole and the Commotions?
I choose my friends, oh, far too well. I'm up on the pavement, and they're all down in the cellar with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size. Academia blues. Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement. Yeah, she's a weather girl, and I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you, you got no sense of grace. Shame on me. Just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary, and that's perfect skin. Louise is the girl with the perfect skin. Says turn on the light, otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin. And she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan eyes. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Yeah, that's perfect skin.
The Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach. I'm the Crown Responsible. The Minister Leo Tino of the Pacifica and the Fakatokane Lato, the Tupetene Mufeso Suaniki Community of the Pacifica or Angai Kaitali or Bogotianga or the Kobe Sefulu Iva Mote Omicron. Ama faina go toa kai atu ki se au whaki e sa lau awhe tāla. Te la la ka whai e isi su manatu i o mese. Pa fo whanga te la ko katoa toa, kai sala kese, mai se e whakapoa ngai. Ki lunga i tino o te Pasifika. Anatu ki lunga i te lau sala lau a te ministoli i te mpp.govt.nz/apply. O ono ono me ma whai o awatu tau whakatangi ki e.
Beliefs in a manifesto published online and naming the mosque shooter for influencing him. Acting Chief Censor Rupert Ablett Hansen has temporarily banned anyone from possessing or sharing the manifesto here. Members of the Union for Allied Health Workers say they have no option but to strike for 24 hours, which started at midnight. This includes 10,000 workers across 70 health professions, physios, dental assistants, alcohol and drug counsellors, and lab technicians. PSA organiser William Matthews says it's about getting a pay offer that not only shows them they are valued, but also helps with the skyrocketing cost of living. District health boards and the union have agreed to retain life-preserving services during the strike. And there's criticism of the government's spending on Pacific peoples, saying it's going to the wrong areas. That's the view of Salvation Army policy advisor Ronji Tanialu, who says the funding is not addressing the underlying issues Pacifica are facing.
I don't think a lot of the government funding for Pacifica has been targeted in the right direction. I think there's been a lot of stuff around home ownership and languages, and look, that stuff has a place, but unfortunately most of the families that we work with aren't on their way to home ownership. So what are some of those things that will break the cycle of dependency on the government?
The budget will be announced on Thursday when the government decides where to allocate funding for the next year. And to the Pacific, the eruption of the Tonga volcano in January has been confirmed as the biggest explosion ever recorded by modern instruments. The assessment comes in a pair of papers in the journal Science that has reviewed all the data. They conclude the eruption of the underwater volcano at Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai was far bigger than any 20th century volcanic event, even the atom bomb tests conducted after the Second World War. And to sports, the Fiji Indrua defeated Moana Pacifica 34-19 in this weekend's Super Rugby clash in Sydney. Both teams entered the match with just one win under their belt, but the Indrua were leading from the first 5 minutes. Coach McBurn says he's pleased with the team, but acknowledged the tournament has been particularly challenging for the Pacific teams.
It meant a lot emotionally to all the boys today. It's been a challenge for them, Moana, as well as us, to be away from family and present ourselves for Super Rugby Pacific. And I think if today is any indication about the emotion and passion for Super Rugby Pacific, we're on a winner.
For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Sandola Mekerekere in a Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Omicron Response Fund. Na tomo ilavongo sa tawyo kutakara tamatakadaka ni Leone Pacifica. Menda wukei kina na Leone Pacifica ena nonda borata sebonuta na rewrewe ni COVID-19 kina Omicron. Ni ilavu kirei e rauni adawa nandunan rauno ndolu nandoa. Koengona ke wakao na numani ni rauni o tawyo kutaka. Nduna sasanga e wo, yangara ramba, na iwa kuwasibi e mbaliti kenda na Leone Pacifica. Morei manda inawe lawni tamatakadaka. Enna mpp.govt.nz/apply. Me madalikina se rawani kerkele.
Mulch.
Want their dream garden? Want their lush lawn? Want delicious home-grown veggies? Coastal Landscape Supplies has it all. Top quality organic weed-free soil, mulch, compost, veggie mix and lawn mix to sow, re-sow, plant and grow. Available in bags or bulk. Coastal Landscape Supplies, trusted in Kapiti for over 25 years. Omahi Street, Waikanae. Don't forget your trailer, truck or ask about the delivery service.
Mulch.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, 26-7 it is on this Monday the 16th of May, a wet week coming up. Be prepared. Rain today, Hauruwhenua, Kapiti, briefly heavy at first. We had some heavy falls, maybe there's more to come. And then mostly cloudy with one or two showers from mid-morning. Light winds, then northwesterlies developing in the evening. Highs in the high teens today, 18 or 19. It was 17 yesterday. Overnight, 14. Tomorrow, occasional rain, more persistent in the afternoon and evening, nor'westers and 20. By Wednesday, a chance of a shower, nor'westers and 19. And more showers Thursday and Friday, with highs around 18 Thursday, 16 Friday. In Wellington, rain clearing this morning, but remaining mostly cloudy, light winds, then northerlies from evening and 18, and rain briefly heavy early in Palmerston North today, easing to a few showers in the morning, westerlies 19. Around central New Zealand today in Whanganui, rain briefly heavy before dawn, easing to showers this morning, showers becoming isolated in the afternoon, nor'westers 21. Taranaki today, rain with heavy falls about the mountain early, easing to showers in the morning, showers becoming isolated from afternoon, westerlies fresh at first, 20 degrees. For the Wairarapa today, scattered rain clearing south of Masterton in the afternoon, and then elsewhere in the evening, light winds and nor'easters becoming northwest everywhere, 19. Hawke's Bay today, rain clearing north of Waipukurau from late morning, and then fine breaks developing, rain clearing in the south in the evening, northwesterlies dying out, and 22. Blenheim and Marlborough today, drizzle and low cloud about the Kaikoura coast, clearing from afternoon, southerlies turning northerly, and 20. Auckland today, mostly cloudy with a few showers, westerlies fresh at times, and 21. Christchurch, cloudy with drizzle clearing from afternoon, northeasterlies and 16. Dunedin, morning cloud and drizzle, then becoming mainly fine, northeasterlies and 17. Out to sea, no gale warnings today, just a slight sea with a northwest swell of a metre in our inshore waters. Next tide is high tide at 9:30, low tide at 4:15 this afternoon, and the sun will be up at 7:21, sunset 5:12. One or two drizzly patches around in places this morning, just a light sou'easter blowing. Pressure at 1,007, 98% humidity, 13.5 Pukerua Bay, 14 for Paikakariki, 14 in Ōtaki, 14.5 in Levin this morning, wet underfoot. One or two showers around, 16 for Foxton and Shannon, 13 in Wellington City with a light westerly, 14 for Waikanae, 14 in Poroporomu. Wet, slippery conditions and dark, so just drive with care. No reports of crashes, accidents or breakdowns that we're aware of, but relatively heavy traffic in places this morning. There's a lot heading southbound already early this morning, but you don't have those bunch-ups anymore, do you? At Mackay's, it's flowing steadily enough, and Transmission Gully is doing what it does best, helping traffic to flow freely. Maybe a little dull in places along Transmission Gully. The cloud was down yesterday for a time, may well be again today. But apart from that, no other problems, just a fairly heavy traffic, already pretty busy south of that interchange south of Porirua, where State Highways 1 and 59 merge again. Pretty busy at Tawa, Newlands, Johnsonville, down the gorge, busy into town this morning, so just a lot of traffic. Take care. A few other bits and pieces going on, if weather permits. It looks like they might be doing that goat culling again on the Rimutaka Hill Road between 9:30 and 10:30. That is scheduled, and the Rimutaka Hill Road closed again for the next four nights. They didn't do it last night due to weather, but they're likely to be doing it again from tonight from 9 o'clock for scheduled maintenance through to 4 in the morning. And also State Highway 59 north of the Transmission Gully interchange, they're starting to resurface, reseal that. And again, you may have to be diverted along Kinipuru Drive. Anything else? Let us know. Other roads are open. Train services running to time. Yes, there is a Capital Connection train this morning. Train control has confirmed that. They've sorted out the problems of last week. So Capital Connection is a train. Metlink services running to time. And trains replaced by buses tonight and tomorrow for scheduled maintenance. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport tells us here Chatham's will go at 5 to 7. There's a Sounds Air flight coming in from Blenheim about 8:25, then going back out at 9. Wellington Airport on the big board. Early departures on time. A couple of slight delays later this morning. Blenheim flight 8:45 now leaving at 9. The Tauranga flight at 10 to 9 now leaving at 9:30. And Air New Zealand flight to Nelson at 8:55 now departing at 9:30. No big deal there. At least they're going. And the ferry's on time at the moment. Commuter information at Coast Access Radio, 21 minutes to 7. We'll look at today's Dominion Post in a moment. It is Monday, isn't it?
Today's Monday. Today's Monday. Monday is washing day. Is everybody happy? You bet your life we are.
Good morning, everybody. It's Andrew London here, and I've just got to tell you how lucky you are to be waking up this morning with Todd Zehner on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM. Have a great day.
Great show yesterday, Andrew. The winemaker's daughter.
Getting old and getting tired leaves a lot to be desired. Things I used to do, I can't do now. The girls I used to squeeze have all got artificial knees. The chance would be a fine thing anyhow. I used to like to dance, but it's become a game of chance. A gamble with the laws of gravity. Getting down is really hip, but it's become a one-way trip. Getting old, getting tired is killing me. Getting old, getting tired, it leaves me very uninspired. My mind is like the land that time forgot. I retain with clarity events of 1983. Can't remember if I dressed myself or not. The autumn leaves are falling, I hear Waikanae calling. They'll be bringing out my pills at 3:30. I get peculiar aches and pains, and my foot hurts when it rains. Getting old, getting tired is killing me. Things I used to do, I can't do now. The tank is down to half, but I suppose you gotta laugh. Cause chance be a fine thing anyhow. I never like to moan, at least my teeth are all my own. I put them in a glass to keep them clean. Getting old and getting tired leaves a lot to be desired. Getting old, getting tired is killing me. Getting old, getting tired is killing me.
Wow. Thank you, Andrew. Did he do that yesterday? Andrew London and friends and Wayne Mason. Tanya and Mum, Megan, thoroughly enjoyed it. Tanya said it was a brilliant concert. They were front row and the food was good. The winemaker's daughter, Te Horo. Thank you, Andrew. I know the feeling. 18 to 7, Coast Access Radio for Monday, the 16th of May. Good morning, Todd Zehner for breakfast. Hope your weekend went well. Whatever you got up to, it was a bit damp and wet in places. Now, don't forget today, very popular, these computer help drop-in sessions. The Cameo Centre in Waikanae, they're doing it again today from 10:30, free help with basic computer knowledge, free help with your device, your laptop, your phone, whatever you got, they can help you. So bring it in, or if you just want some advice, they've got experts. It'll be there, the Cameo Centre in Waikanae, next to the Cameo Rooms there, this morning from 10:30 through to 12:30 today in Mahara Place, Waikanae. Drop-in sessions continue. Sue Lusk said, yes, they've been very popular. So show your support. Thank you, Sue. 17 to 7 it is in the paper today in the Dominion Post. Front page says this. Mayor vetoes Palestine event in Wellington. This is Andy Foster, Wellington Mayor. He's vetoed a plan to light up the Michael Fowler Centre in the colours of the Palestinian flag after the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade expressed concerns about Israeli sensitivities. Let's read about that on the front page. Also, reshaping the economy, society, to drive down carbon emissions. Today's a big day. The climate change minister, who's James Shaw, is launching a three-decade-long economic transition that'll fundamentally reshape the economy and society. Some more about that through the paper. Also, page two, DHBs say payoff are rejected before the strike action. That strike at the moment, 24-hour strike by 10,000 health workers from midnight. Airport's case for expansion in a climate crisis. This is Wellington Airport. Haven't heard much about Kapiti Coast Airport of late, have we? Talk about it over the last while, about what could or may not be done with it. Don't know. So read about that, page two. Page three, it's a photo of a man and his dog, a 60-kilo Rottweiler named Lomu. Owner defends a so-called menacing dog. Read about that. More about what's on the menu today with the Eat, Drink and Play Festival in town. Wellington-based Chris Lam Sam has won the Best Children's Music Video Award at the New Zealand Children's Music Awards. I didn't even know they were on. Really? That's on page three. More about reshaping New Zealand to cut carbon emissions as well. More about the big quake yesterday. 4.7 earthquake rattled Wellington, Kapiti, Hauriwhenua at 8.13 yesterday. Apparently it was felt as far away as Auckland. Really? Gosh. Well, there's your lotto. Two people winning first division. Powerball didn't go. Only four people won second division. Not locally, though. Right. Pages four and five. Unknown extent of spread. A nightmare. Long COVID. New Zealand could face a messy future in detecting and managing long COVID in people, given the full extent of infections is unknown. As we go into winter, let's get the flu jab as well. Page four, recruiting shortfall hits the defence force. Oiling the wheels of change. That's a nice story there. About a reluctance to burn fossil fuels. Bank update breaks Tinder swindle victim's heart. Woman who lost more than $500,000 in a Tinder scam has seen her hopes of getting money back fade even further. Read why. $20 million boost for digital technology sector on page 5, part of the budget. The family says death in the United Kingdom, an accident. The former TVNZ cameraman. And vaccine pass to be updated. Page 5. Page 6, sad story. Family proud of Jemima's award. She was the 15-year-old. Posthumous winner of the inaugural Spirit of Wellington Award, sadly passing away cancer. First of new Newtown bus boarding platforms has been installed. That looks messy in Riddiford Street. Pages 8 and 9, are we ready for gene editing as control? My genes need editing. They seem to shrink every year. Oh, not those sort of genes. Showcasing a cosmopolitan suburb, my Wellington feature on page 11, then Wellington's creative voice from page 13 onwards, and the business news. Letters to the editor, a few letters to the editor for a Monday on page 17. One local from Colin in Te Horo, always good to read. And a fair bit of sport too in the paper on the back page. Savia's pep talk lifts Canes. What about the Hurricanes, eh? Coming back Saturday against the Waratahs. Aussies down Blacksticks to clinch the series. Women's hockey team. Phoenix show how it's done. Except they lost. Bit of netball as well. Stars grind out crucial win over the Central Pulse. A bit more about Liverpool winning the FA Cup. Andrew Simons dying in a car crash. Gosh, that was shocking hearing that yesterday. Bit of motorsport, golf. It says Fox leads the way, although he didn't win that tournament. Lydia Ko a little off the pace as well. Bit more basketball, rugby league, rugby review from the weekend. Super Rugby Pacific. And all sorts of bits and pieces in the paper today. There you go. There's your Don Post. Always a good read, whatever day of the week. Get yours from good outlets today. Time is 11 minutes to 7. The Capital Connection is running as a train today. It was when I spoke to train control just before 6. They said, yes, it's a train, and I had that confirmed as a message on Friday. They got it back operating. But that's good. Capital Connection is a train. Should be coming down the line on time. Metlink services as scheduled. Busy on the roads, though, blimey. A lot of traffic this morning. Take care, drive to the conditions. It's still quite damp underfoot and on the roads. No other major problems that we know of. There's a fair bit of roadworks going on. Limutaka Hill Road's likely to be closed tonight, weather permitting. And they're also resurfacing State Highway 59 northbound if you're coming out of town. Planning on using that at the interchange there. They need to resurface that. They're going to be closing part of the road at times. So you might have to detour on Kaniputu Drive. You'll see the signs. 10 to 7, Tanya reckons she may have heard something. Capital Connection, supposed to be on time. Thanks, Tanya. Maybe her ears are still ringing from Andrew London and Wayne Mason and company in concert at the Winemaker's Daughter yesterday. A good one. 9 to 7 at Coast Access Radio. Here's some love on a Monday. With the Bee Gees. Love You Inside Out. Coast Access Radio.
Bye.
A little Monday love with the Bee Gees. Monday morning at Coast Access Radio, 5 minutes to seven. I see Kapiti WEA, the Workers Educational Association, has a special course tomorrow, Tuesday the 17th of May. Rob Kennedy, handmaking paper from native New Zealand plants. Rob's been making paper from native plant material and will demonstrate the process and enable participants to make some paper themselves. What a fantastic course that is. That's on tomorrow. I believe there are still some places available for that. If you'd like more details, contact Kapiti WEA. Go to their website, kapitiwea.org.nz. They're also on Facebook as well. Good on you, Kapiti WEA. Good to see your courses back in action again for 2022. 4 minutes to seven. All the super
shops. Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Kapiti. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop. And with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Kapiti, 04-293-7651. It's the place to
stop, your Auto Super Shops. RNZ News and Sport next at 7. We'll update weather, traffic, commuter information, catch up with Nigel Hopkins, local sport as well after 7.30, birthday list today in history, everything else you need. And there was a fair bit of rain over the weekend as well. Maury's got the statistics for us after 7. And McGuinness Flint is here. The good song, this is When I'm Dead and Gone. Thanks.
RNZ News at 7. Kia ora, good morning. Ko Nicola right there, nay. Healthcare services around the country will be reduced to their minimum today as 10,000 workers strike for increased pay. After 18 months of negotiations, district health boards made an offer to allied health workers last Friday, which their union, the PSA, rejected, saying it was below their bottom line. The DHB's spokesperson for union negotiations, Kerianna Brookings, says some sectors are offering only life-preserving services today.
We've had to make some contingency plans around only accepting urgent laboratory work or that work being prioritised tomorrow, routine work starting from Tuesday, the way in which we will collect urgent bloods.
Kerianna Brookings says it's difficult to predict the full effect of the strike because of the range of services carried out by the workers. Former members of Arise Church allege a naked pastor chased an intern around a hotel room. They claim others were also mistreated and confidential payouts were made to keep them silent. Jonty Dine reports.
The former churchgoers allege Brent Cameron, pastor and brother of Arise founder John Cameron, was notorious for getting naked in front of interns, using derogatory nicknames, and boasting to his colleagues about his behaviour. One former member claims the worst of the behaviour would surface during the annual tours of church campuses. He alleges that on one occasion, Brent Cameron took off all his clothes and chased an intern around a hotel room until the young man locked himself in a bathroom. The brothers are currently on extended paid leave and Arise will not say whether they will return. Both men have declined to be interviewed.
A mass bleaching of native sea sponges in Fiordland has prompted scientists to raise concerns about the impact of climate change on marine ecosystems. The South Island has been in the grip of an ocean heatwave this summer, in which water temperatures in Fiordland were up to 5 degrees hotter than normal. Our climate reporter Hamish Cardwell has the story.
The bleaching seems to have happened quickly and appears widespread in breaksea and doubtful sounds. Marine biology professor James Bell says the discovery last month came as a shock. He says damage like this has never been seen in New Zealand, and there are few reports of it happening in cold waters internationally. He says it could be the start of something really bad for the marine ecosystem in Southland.
The government will today reveal its plan to meet the country's first ever emissions budget target. Labour, National and the Greens last week agreed on a cap on the amount of greenhouse gases New Zealand can release over the next 15 years. However, how that goal is met will still depend on which party is in power. National's already warning its support does not necessarily extend to the government's plan. The ACT Party says the plan isn't needed, while Te Pāti Māori is opposing it on the basis it won't go far enough. An advocacy group for Rangatahi in Care says it's appalling that Oranga Tamariki is being inconsistent. The Children's Ministry has admitted inconsistencies in following the Child Protection Protocol for serious investigations. The chief executive of A Voice, Whakarongo Mai, Tracy Shipton, says she knew from young people there were inconsistencies and families deserve better.
I'm appalled that after 3 years of practice standards that we could even be seeing this.
Tracy Shipton says it's crucial the Independent Children's Monitor checks to see that Oranga Tamariki makes improvements. New York's governor says the 18-year-old who's been charged with shooting 10 people to death in a supermarket in Buffalo had been on the radar of authorities since high school. Kathy Hochul says an investigation into the massacre will focus on how the suspect, Peyton Gendron, managed to carry out the shooting when he was known to authorities and presented a threat. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia said there was no doubt the shooter was motivated by extremism and racism.
This is an absolute racist hate crime. It will be prosecuted as a hate crime. This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul and mind, and there is no mistake that that's the direction that this is going in.
Gendron has appeared in court and pleaded not guilty to murder. The eruption of the Tonga volcano in January was the biggest explosion ever recorded in the atmosphere by modern instrumentation. The assessment comes in papers in the journal Science. RNZ Pacific's news editor Susanna Leatawa reports.
The scientists say in recent history it's likely only the 1883 eruption of Krakatoa in Indonesia rivaled the atmospheric disturbance produced. However, they say the many geophysical observation systems now in place recorded something unprecedented in modern data. In the audible range of frequencies, people 10,000 kilometres away in Alaska reported hearing repeated booms from the January 15th eruption. And the infrasound signal, which humans can't hear, was picked up by the global network set up to monitor the nuclear test ban. Those show the Tonga volcano blast produced an atmospheric pressure wave comparable with the biggest ever nuclear explosion. The bomb detonated by the Soviets in 1961, but lasted four times longer.
Wellington City Council's decision to decline a request for the colours of the Palestinian flag to be displayed on a council-owned building has sparked a row and a review. The company running the Michael Fowler Centre granted a Palestinian community group permission to light up the building in honour of Nakba Day. But the Mayor, Andy Foster, put a stop to it after seeking advice from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which said it could cause problems. Councillor Tamitha Paul, who helped organise the display, is accusing the council of double standards, saying controversial groups have hired the space before. The council says it will improve how such requests are handled. In sport, New Zealand golfer Ryan Fox was unable to protect his one-shot lead and has finished tied for second at the latest World Tour event in Belgium. Fox carded a final round even par 71 as Englishman Sam Horsfield fired a 3-under 68 to win by two shots. The Stars climbed to level on points with the second-placed Pulse in the ANZ Netball Premiership standings with last night's 49-44 victory in Wellington. The Chiefs scored a try in the 80th minute to pip the Rebels 33-30 in last night's Super Rugby match in Melbourne. In hockey, the Black Sticks midfielder Ella Hyatt-Brown concedes they won't beat Australia until they can produce a full match performance. New Zealand were beaten 2-1 in the final game in Auckland.
I think just being able to close out a game, we had really good patches, and I think just putting 60 minutes of hockey together versus sort of patches of 10 minutes here and there.
Australia won the four-test series 2-0. And Manchester City drew 2-2 at West Ham this morning with a win over Aston Villa on the final day, now enough for them to again be crowned Premier League football champions. That's the news.
Do you have a couple of hours a week, a fortnight, or even a month to give back to our community? The Cancer Society's Kapiti Support Centre is desperately seeking some green-fingered volunteers. They have a beautiful garden that is a sanctuary for patients, volunteers and staff, but they need to maintain it. Now that we're at traffic light orange, they need some more volunteers to help fill the garden roster. If you enjoy being outside, then this may be the opportunity for you. Maybe you have some cuttings or plants you'd like to donate. Maybe you like pruning. Maybe you even like weeding. Maybe growing veggies for the community is something you'd like to support. Any questions, call Mandy on 2988514 or pop in and see them at 27 Kapiti Road.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, 8 past 7. Welcome to Monday the 16th of May. Don't you say it's earthquake weather. Forecast today, rain. Briefly heavy at first, and then mostly cloudy with one or two showers from mid-morning. Light winds, then northwesterlies developing in the evening. Highs today relatively mild, 18 or 19 predicted in the region. Had 17 yesterday, 14 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, occasional rain, more persistent in the afternoon and evening, northwesterlies, 20 tomorrow. By Wednesday, the chance of a shower, northwesterlies and 19, and then showers Thursday and Friday. 18 Thursday, 16 Friday. Rain clearing in the morning from Wellington, then remaining mostly cloudy. Light winds, then northerlies from evening, 18 in town. 19 in Manawatu today, rain briefly heavy early, easing to a few showers in the morning with westerlies. No gale warnings out to sea. Let's check our marine weather, our Kapiti recreational forecast for the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Northeast winds of 10 knots, easing to variable 5 this morning. Northwest 10 developing late afternoon and early evening. Sea slight, mostly cloudy with poor visibility and morning rain. Northwest swell of a metre. Tomorrow northerly 15 knots, rising to northwest 25 in the afternoon. Changing westerly 15 knots in the evening. Periods of rain, more persistent from afternoon. Northwest swell of a metre. Cook Strait today, southerly 15 knots, easing to variable 10 this morning. Northerly 20 developing this evening, sea becoming moderate. Long period southerly swell of 2 metres easing. Fair visibility in morning showers. Next tide on the coast, High tide, 9:30, then the low tide, quite a low tide, at 4:15. Sunrise at 7:21. The sunset will be 5:12, still a dull overcast morning. One or two sprinkles of rain around this morning, but one or two heavy falls in northern Hauraferua, Manawatu too, in the last couple of hours. We have just a light wind, more a variable. It seems to swing from east to southwest at the moment, only 2 to 4 kilometres per hour. Pressure steady or stable, 1,007, 98% humidity, 13.5 in Pukenua Bay, 14 in Paikakarihi, 14 for Ōtaki, Levin, 14.5, still 16 for Foxton and Shannon, Palmerston North also 16 degrees. Wellington City, light westerly, maybe one or two sprinkles of rain, 13. Waikanae's 14. Poroporomu's dropped just over 13.5 now. A busy morning on the roads. A lot of traffic heading southbound this morning in places on the main highway. I might want to take State Highway 59. It's pretty quiet there, but boy, a lot of traffic on State Highway 1, like the old days into town this morning. Very slow going south of Porirua at the merge point where Transmission Gully comes off and hits State Highway 59 again. Very slow at Tawa. Newlands Johnsonville looks very busy and into town as well. No reports of crashes or accidents, just the volumes of traffic this morning and dull all the way through to the city this morning. Overcast conditions, roads are still damp and wet from the overnight and early morning rain, so just take care. Please, usual roadworks in the usual spots. Reminder, they may be doing again some goat culling on the Nembutaka Hill Road between 9:30 and 10:30 this morning, weather permitting. And the road itself closed between 9 at night and 4 in the morning for the next 4 overnights for scheduled maintenance on the Nembutaka Hill Road. Also, they're starting the resurfacing work on State Highway 59 north of the Transmission Gully Interchange. Northbound, you may well have to detour on Kenipuru Drive at some points of the day and night, so just be wary of that. Apart from that, just busy in the other usual roadworks around parts of Kapiti and Hauraferua. Still a bit of a mess on the old State Highway 1 near Coastlands. Take care. Anything else, let us know. Train services seem to be pretty much on time. Capital Connection and Metlink on time. And the Metlink services replaced by buses tonight and again tomorrow, just Monday, Tuesday. All right, that's what they say. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport, Air Chathams, to get away on time this morning at 5 to 7 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Was scheduled to do so, still shows as scheduled. Sounds Air due in at about 8:25 from Blenheim, then back out at 9. Now on the big board at Wellington Airport, a couple of flights a little bit delayed this morning. Air New Zealand flight to Blenheim delayed by 15 minutes, wouldn't worry about that much. The Tauranga flight at 10 to 9, now departing at 9:30. And similarly, the Nelson flight at 5 to 9, also departing at 9:30. One international flight to Melbourne on time at 9 o'clock. Arrival's pretty much on time by the looks of things. And the ferry sailings, Blue Bridge and Inter-Islander, should sail to time. So that's it at the moment. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. On a dull old Monday, weather-wise, we'll brighten it up for you, I hope. 7:13, good morning.
Monday morning, you shoulder fine.
You're listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM. Oh.
Thanks, Annette. 7:13. Did you win lotto with a little luck?
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together.
Paul McCartney and Wings getting lucky on a Monday with Coast Access Radio. Good morning, 17 past 7, Todd Zehner for breakfast. No, you didn't get lucky unless you bought your lotto ticket in either Auckland or Christchurch or Waiuku. First or second divisions. Only 4 second division winners. Wow. 17 past 7. Hope your weekend went well. A wet week coming up by the looks of things weather-wise. So be prepared for that, please. Speaking of wet, if you're planning on using the Coastlands Aquatic Centre, a reminder, their spa is closed today. Spa is closed today, Monday the 16th, due to maintenance. Everything else is pretty much back to normal at the Coastlands Aquatic Centre, so thank you for that information. Catch up with Nigel Hopkins shortly. He's got a bit of local sport. Would have been one or two upsets in club rugby again. Word of the day, we'll check the birthday list today in history. I heard Tanya talking about this last week. Opportunity to remind you again from Volunteer Kapiti. I know Volunteer Week comes up next month in June, but at the moment Volunteer Kapiti is running the Volunteer Story Competition. If you know a great volunteer or team of volunteers, tell Volunteer Kapiti about it. Tell them how they make or have made a difference and be in to win a $300 cafe morning tea voucher to celebrate them. So be quick, though, because entries close Friday the 10th of June. You might think, oh, that's ages away. Well, it's going to creep up on you pretty quickly. More details, go to their website, Volunteer Kapiti, one word, volunteercarpety.org.nz. Time to shine, with National Volunteer Week coming up next month. Get those volunteer stories in. Make a difference. Thank you. 19 past 7, it is already. It's Monday. Still New Zealand Music Month, isn't it? Despite the fact this song is not strictly a New Zealand song, it's a New Zealand artist. It's David Parker and the Parker Project.
Oh, I can't take it. I'm so lonely. Gee, I need you so. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, I wonder why you had to go. But baby, every night I wake up crying. Tears on my pillow, the pain in my heart, you on my mind. Oh, I remember. Night, I wake up crying.
David Parker and the Parker Project at Coast Access Radio, 22 past 7. It is a reminder from Dementia Wellington. They have their fifth out of a total of six seminars recommencing tomorrow, the 17th, with Dementia Essentials. What you need to know about dementia. They've developed a series of seminars answering the most common questions we get asked about dementia. Now, tomorrow's seminar, the topic is staying engaged and connected. And then their final seminar, Tuesday week, the 24th, is dealing with grief and loss. They've had a good response to these seminars. If you'd like to register or find out a bit more, get hold of Sheena at Dementia Wellington. You can actually email Sheena, double E, S-H-E-E-N-A, Sheena at DementiaWellington.org.nz, or look on the website DementiaWellington.org.nz and become active and get engaged in our community. Thank you, Dementia Wellington, 23 past 7, Coast Access Radio.
Paint your roof, paint your house, call the Ko-Fi guys.
Think you need a new roof? Then think again. Give your roof new life and new colour by the professionals for less cost. Fixit Roofing are exclusive Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Fixit Roofing can paint your concrete tiles or iron roof and resurface decromastic tiles. We're specialists in pointing, mortaring, sealing leaks, replacing old nails and applying rust-kill treatments. With our roof inspections, you'll receive a full report with options. Let us install your new roof with guttering too. And our maintenance program will rid your roof, gutters, decks, pars of moss and lichen. Give Kelly a call on 04-298-5172 or 0800 Ko-Fi. Fixit Roofing Limited, a member of Roof Association New Zealand, are your Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Roofing specialists for over 35 years.
Call the Ko-Fi guys. Call the Ko-Fi guys.
Time is 24 past 7 out, Coast Access Radio, Monday the 16th of May. Nigel Hopkins is here. Morning, Nigel.
Morning. Yeah, you'll be listening to the climate change announcement today, I suppose, with glee.
Yeah, I need a sleep.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, that's going on about the agricultural stuff and that. That's rubbish. What does a volcano do to the atmosphere?
Yeah, a lot more.
Can you stop
them?
Yeah,
a lot more than farting cows.
Yeah, that's right. And the farmers are doing a great job in reducing that emission. So, no, some people just got it wrong. Anyhow, we'll hear the announcement today. Poor old Prime Minister won't, though. She'll have to listen in.
Well, she'll hear it. Yeah, yes. But she won't be there in person.
No, she'll have to listen in.
With COVID, it's going through lots of organisations and businesses at the moment. And that's just what it is, you know. They say if you're sick, it doesn't matter what you've got. If you've got the flu, stay home.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah. Oh. Right. You got anything?
No.
Stay away.
I will be away at the end of this week for about 3 weeks, I suppose.
But that's beside
the point.
Yeah, more about that later. Yeah. But thank you for filling in last week.
Yeah, it's all right. We got through okay.
Did you?
Lots of happy news and so forth. So that was good news.
Oh, good.
Yeah, people enjoyed it. So
you may as well do it permanently then.
Oh, well, once I get better. Yeah. Well, food show's on, Wellington. I won't be able to get to that either. I was going to go to that.
Oh,
Sky Stadium, 27-29.
We went to that a few years ago. You took me there and I got really sick.
Yeah, that's right. You ate too much, which is your problem. Didn't stop. We only gone 100 metres and you'd passed 25 stalls and ate at every one of them.
I had to go to hospital the next day.
That's right. Yeah.
No, nothing to do
I've been
with
to
that.
A couple of more since then. They really are great.
I know. Yeah, no, they are fabulous.
Yeah. It's worth going along to. It's a big walk around the stadium, though. It's about a K around the bottom of the stadium.
And is it not this weekend, but the weekend after?
27th, 29th, yeah. Starts on the Friday. I think senior citizens can get a discount on the Friday. It's not a bad day to go, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
All fresh goodies and so forth. But no, it's a really good show.
I heard from Maury this morning.
Oh, yes. We had a bit of rain, did we?
We did. He said over the weekend, 28 millimetres. So again, over an inch of rain.
Yeah.
Now that's quite something. So already 69 millimetres for this month, and we're halfway through the month.
Excellent.
Now, so 69 for May 2022 compared with just 29 for May last year, he said.
All right.
That's quite something.
Yes, I went down to the rugby on Saturday at lunchtime. I walked over the ground. It was hard and dry, but it rained through the game. So it was quite nice for the players.
Yeah, there's been a bit of rain. Well, it hasn't been cold, though, has it?
No, it hasn't been cold.
You've been all right? You haven't been too cold?
What's it, 16 degrees, 17 degrees out there, is it?
14.
Ah, what?
14.
Whereabouts are you? Reading that rum out here somewhere?
14, no, it's here, 14.
This is Wake and I.
At the moment?
Yeah.
Not too bad. Where were you when the earth shook yesterday?
Well, I got this ding on the phones and wondered what the heck it was because we hadn't heard the ding-ding on your phone.
I got that about 5 seconds after. There was a big bang.
Was there?
Boom.
Never heard a thing.
And then I wondered, what's this light all of a sudden on my phone? Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. So telling me there's more. And then it sort of stopped and then I had about a 20-second wave. After that.
No, I never felt a thing.
How could you not feel that?
No. What strength was it?
4.7.
Ah, all right.
It's only 25K from my house. Just west, it says west of Poroporombu.
Yes.
And not that deep.
Gosh, that's quite a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think they said on them it was going to be about 5. They said imminent earthquake in your area, about 5.3, I think they said.
No, did they? I didn't get that on the phone. No, it's 4.7.
Oh, right. Well, that's good. Fox got second yesterday.
Yeah.
He was leading until the last round.
Yeah.
He was he was 3 strokes ahead after 8 holes yesterday.
Yeah, then he had a few bogeys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he only picked up $278,000 in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because he tied second.
There we are.
He's playing well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's done very, very well.
Yeah.
It's Capital Connection rumbling past.
That's the Capital Connection, yep.
Good.
I never hear it when I'm on that side of the desk.
Why not?
I don't know why. Anyhow, they got it going again. I thought it was going to be out until further notice, it said, and I thought, oh, that might be a week or two.
Yeah, they got it going on Friday evening, apparently, so, yeah.
Send it back home again.
I know. That's right. What they said.
Big steam train went through yesterday.
Oh,
what
yes.
A lot of carriages on yesterday. Yeah. Where was it going? Manawatu or somewhere, I suppose?
I can't remember. Was it Woodville? I can't remember. I was in town yesterday.
It was quite spectacular, the steam coming out of it, and we had rain on the hills, Hamimatanga, which were blocked out, and then the steam train come along, and the white steam pouring out.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mm. How does that go with carbon
emissions?
That's
right. Yes. Well, it's coal, isn't it?
Steam. Well, it's steam. If that's only steam. Well,
that's steam.
It's natural. Come on.
Good. But it looked quite spectacular. Not that the people would have seen much because it was so foggy for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, well, good fun.
Yeah.
Right, more from you after 7:30, please. Thank you very much. News in just a moment, Coast Access Radio.
I'm the Danny Pupusi, booking the Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Omicron Response Fund. Yes, the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, Nikataroa Taman and Pogayo, Ibuki Atayan Community, a Haina Tantibetibeki, Nikataroa, Onikonana Penikaitara Tekanga, Mentoraki at the COVID 19 or the Omicron. Akona Nikaroa Ibuki Tokoraki, Ibuki Karakian Taman and Poga, Nakon Tamaisa, the Bubuatanga. Nayari in Kanarna Pokotokupa Yea Miyango, Amentaura in Karo Tawaki, Yuki in Tupak in the Yakanga Kainam community. Nakunan website, the ministry, Nare taptaptap.mpp.govt.nz/apply. On Noria, in Kana Pupsimaeki, Nicaragua, Amrita, Nibusi.
Kia ora, I'm Kalia Strong. A teenager charged with a mass shooting at a New York supermarket has claimed he was radicalised by the Christchurch mosque shooter. 10 people died in yesterday's attack in the town of Buffalo, which is a predominantly black neighbourhood. The 18-year-old detailed his white supremacy beliefs in a manifesto published online and naming the mosque killer for influencing him. Acting Chief Censor Rupert Ablett-Hampson has temporarily banned anyone from possessing or sharing the manifesto here. And the chief executive at YMCA North says extra funding for youth development programs will help young people affected by COVID-19. The government announced it's spending $15 million over 4 years on a raft of youth development services. Julian Baldy says the funding will support youth services such as the YMCA.
We find through our Raise Up program, you know, we've been going for 20 years now and we've just had the opportunity to take Raise Up nationally. So we're going to be connecting with over 45,000 rangatahi across the country, which is a really impressive feat. And it's all about face-to-face interactions. They get to do events, they get to learn, they go through intergenerational leadership training.
And to the Pacific, a French military surveillance vessel has docked in Suva, but France maintains it's a routine exercise and not an attempt to increase their visibility in the Pacific. French frigate Vendomier has made a port call in Fiji with 100 crew members. Operations officer Lieutenant Cyril says France naturally has a military presence in the Pacific and cooperation with partners in the South Pacific is normal.
France's aid is, of course, to be pushing forward balance. It's not about power, it's about
pressing forward a way of getting things balanced without having to go to tension to get to it. So this is really the French approach. We really want people to start working together rather than stressing against one another.
And the eruption of the Tonga volcano in January has been confirmed as the biggest explosion ever recorded in the atmosphere by modern instruments. Science journal papers have confirmed the eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai was far bigger than any 20th century volcanic event, including the testing of atomic bombs after World War II. Into sports, the Fiji Indrua team made a fast turnaround from last week's drubbing to defeat Moana Pacifica 34-19 at the weekend. The two Pacific teams faced off for the first time in the Super Rugby Pacific tournament. The Indrua's previous game against the Hurricanes ended in a 67-5 loss. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
E tu era nei te pati anga tu anga moni tau turu ki te tau wātu putuputu anga i te tangata Pacifica, no te nā roto mai anai te maanga nui anga tai i o te maki COVID-19 e de Amicon. Ka rau kai te pati atu tairi atu ki te te anere tau sintara, i raro ake te tu anga te ikano o ia, Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Omicron Response Fund. Me te mana kono koro koto e ko tau ta koto putu anga i te pati atu i te tu anga moni tau turu. E mā tūtū ta koto o tu anga anga tū keke i roto i ta koto putu anga. Ko te mea pōpinga rai uki mō tātou te iti Pacifica a toro atu i reira. Ki runga i te kupinga roro wira website www.mpp.govt.nz/apply. Ia ki te koto me ka tau rai ta koto o putu anga.
Hi, this is Jean from Cavity Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Atamari, good morning. 25 to 8 it is on this Monday. Mostly cloudy with one or two showers, they say, in the region. Light winds, then northwesterlies developing in the evening. Mild with it, though. 18 or 19 expected today. It was 17 yesterday, 14 overnight. Tomorrow, occasional rain, more persistent in the afternoon and evening with northwesterlies. 20 degrees tomorrow. And yes, rain or showers through the week. By the looks of things, Wednesday, chance of a shower nor'west is 19. Showers nor'west is 18 Thursday. Showers westerly 16 on Friday. Wellington, rain clearing this morning, but remaining mostly cloudy. Light winds, then northerlies from evening and 18. Few showers for Manawatū this morning, westerlies and 19. No gale warnings out to sea. The situation, a slow-moving front affecting central New Zealand today, gradually moves over the North Island today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, the front reaches the far south late today, crosses the country tomorrow, followed by a brief ridge. Another front approaches from the southwest late Wednesday and moves up the country on Thursday, followed by a strong southwest flow. If you're near the water, a slight sea with a northwest swell of a metre today, and the tide will be high in a couple of hours, 9:30. Low tide, a low tide at 4:15. Sun was up at 7:21, it'll be 7:22 tomorrow. Sunset is 5:12, overcast. One or two little sprinkles of drizzle around this morning. Just the odd little bit here and there on the rain radar, not much. Still a very, very light southeasterly. Pressure's gone up a point to 1,008. 99% humidity, though. It's 13.5 in Pukerua Bay, 14 for Paikakariki and Otaki, 14.5 in Levin. Foxton and Shannon still touching 16 degrees. Wellington hasn't moved with low cloud and a light westerly. It's 13. And Waikanae and Poroporomu both 14 degrees. Very heavy traffic. Monday mornings used to be very heavy and it's almost gone back to that this morning. Gosh, there's a lot of traffic heading southbound this morning. Still a little damp in places and quite dull and overcast. So lights on, please turn your lights off when you get to where you're going. They say moderate to heavy on Transmission Gully, but it's flowing freely. No major problems until you get to the merge point there. Apparently it's a bit slow when State Highways 1 and 59 merge just south of Porirua, and quite slow Tawa, Churton Park. can see the web cameras there this morning. A lot of traffic going down the gorge. Heavy traffic coming in from the Hutt Valley in Petone. No reports of crashes or accidents, though. Just the heavy volumes of traffic. State Highway 59 is fine. They're doing some resurfacing, resealing northbound, north of the junction. As you go north from either Transmission Gully or make the choice on State Highway 59, finally doing that resurfacing work. They're talking about even closing the road off for periods of time while they resurface, so you might have to detour on Kenipuru Drive. Rimutaka Hill Road, they're also talking about maybe some more goat culling. Get that right, between 9:30 and 10:30 today, and then the road itself closed for the next four nights, weather permitting, from 9 in the evening till 4 in the morning. No problems further north. Central North Island looks all right. A little dull, though, but Desert Road and other highways are open. Thank you for those letting us know. Trains pretty much on schedule. Capital Connection, Metlink services on time. And the Metlink trains between Waikanae and Wellington replaced by buses again tonight and tomorrow. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport tells us here Chatham's got away on schedule, coming back in at 7:30. There'll be a Sounds Air flight in at 8:25, and then that goes back out to Blenheim at 9. A few delays with some departures, not too many. Invercargill flight at 8:40, now departing at 9:40. A flight to Auckland, or 5-minute delay, wouldn't worry about that. Blenheim flight 8:45, now leaving at 9:35. Tauranga flight 8:50, now 9:30. Nelson flight 8:55, 9:30. The international flight's going to be on time to Melbourne, so that's good news. And most of the arrivals, by the looks of things, running to timetables, maybe one or two slight delays. Ferries are also operating to schedule, Inter Islander and Blue Bridge. So there's our commuter information at Coast Access Radio 21-28. Check our programs and schedules. And Nigel's local sport, not too far away.
You're waking up to Todd Zehner, Nose of the Coast, on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
Nose of many coasts. Thank you. It's not that funny.
Here, as I watch the ships go by, I'm rooted to my shore.
I keep asking myself why.
And if there's more on the other side. Here, as I see the friends I thought I made, a little bit crazy, no. Keep asking myself why, and if there ain't just a little bit more for me.
Here, when there's time to count the cost,
I keep measuring what I lost,
and wondering if you knew it would all wind up with you.
The Star Maker and the Kids from Fame at Coast Access Radio. That's good. 17 to 8, it is already Monday. Todd Zahner for breakfast. We'll check the local sport word of the day and the birthday list. Another good birthday list coming up with today in history, 16th of May. Just a reminder also, drop-in session once again at the Cameo Centre in Waikanae for your computer help. Struggle a little bit with your technology, laptops, iPads, smartphones, Abacus. Free help with basic computer knowledge. Once again today, with the kind compliments of Council, SeniorNet, and other volunteers, bring your device. Well, they've got devices there. These have proved to be very popular, the Cameo Centre in Waikanae, in Mahara Place. It's on from 10:30 until 12:30 today. Once again, thank you, Sue, for letting us know. As far as our schedules and programs go for today, the Monday morning show, Tanya's here between 8 and 10 to entertain and inform you. She's still up on cloud nine after the Andrew London, Wayne Mason and Friends concert at the Winemaker's Daughter yesterday afternoon with Mum. Our political point of view at 10:30 this morning, Kapiti Councillor Gwyn Compton. Folk Music Hour from Access Radio Taranaki at midday today. The Bridge Zone at the popular card game at 2 today. Ken Young's Listening Room, classical music at 4:30. Space Oddities from Radio Southland at 5:30. Our Earthwise at 6:30. Peachy is another interesting hot topic, a musical one. 7 this evening with a difference. If you like your country music, the Tim Rogers Country Show at 7:30. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk at 9:30, and then Jeff Dorsett's back with Supersonic 70s at 11. More details on the website, coastaccessradio.org.nz. 7:45 already, time for our local sport in just a moment, thanks to Bohanna Motors.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293-6455.
Thank you to Bohanna Motors, our local sport. One or two upsets and results this weekend.
It was indeed. In rugby, in the Horowhenua Kapiti Senior Premier Rams Botham Cup on Saturday, the two leading teams met at Ōtaki. But there was only one team in it. Rauhui had a 31-8 win. For Paraparaumu, it has not been a good season to date, this time losing to Lewin College All Boys at home, 22-17. And at the Waikanae Park, I went and watched the Waikanae game. They were playing Foxton, and Waikanae were expected to win quite easily, and although the winning score to them was 39-20, it wasn't a true reflection of the game. Foxton gave away a penalty try right on half-time to lead 25. That's Waikanae leading 25. But Foxton had two yellow cards handed out to them and started the second half with just 13 players. But in this time, until the return of the players sin-binned, Foxton scored two tries to have the score down to 20-15. Had Foxton had a goal kicker, they could have been leading. Waikanae scored an inflated try right on full time, which was converted. So for Waikanae, they will need to have a good look at themselves if they want to take the title this season. In the Bill Muir Senior Reserve competition, Levin College All Boys had a big 42-3 win over Paraparaumu. Levin Athletic and Levin Wanderers, the two leading teams, clashed at Levin Domain, with Athletic coming out the winners, 11-5. And in football, the keenly contested Horowhenua Kapiti League Division 1 game, Ōtaki Puratitama, the top leading team with two wins out of three games, and the fifth team, Waikanae Jets, with just one win, caused a big upset by winning 2-1. And the KCU Hearts team, which looks the likely winners this season, had a 6-2 win over Waikanae Strollers, and KCU Sopranos a win over Paekakariki Tuatahi, 2-1. Hearts now leading the competition with Puratitama, Manuka Huimai, KCU Sopranos equals second. And Division 2, and some big scores here, Paekakariki Central Cosmic Unicorns 11, Waikanae Coasters 2, KCU Bandit 6, Waikanae Hawks 0, Waikanae Wanderers 6, Manuka Tuakanatina 2, with a close game, the KCU The Force 4, just beating Waikanae Wolves 3. So after four games, Waikanae Wanderers and KCU Force leading with four out of four wins, Paekakariki Unicorns a third. Now in snooker news, the Waikanae Chartered Club snooker players took part in the Joe Mace New Zealand Masters Open recently, with seven snooker members travelling to New Plymouth. Great news, Neil Johnson from Waikanae Chartered Club took out the outright win. Out of the seven Waikanae players, five made the cut to the main event, playing late on Saturday night, but the draw was somewhat against Waikanae in the end, with four players meeting in the first round knockout, dropping Waikanae numbers down to three. So come prize giving, Waikanae snooker players picked up prize for high breaks, quarterfinalist, semi-finalist, losing final, and, of course, the outright winner, Neil Johnson. And in racing, well, lots of phone calls this weekend, but the Railway Hotel Otaki Ratbag Selectors, we had a huge day of success at the Harbour Racing Club meeting. Out of the nine races, we picked seven winners. 4 seconds, 3 thirds, 4 fourths, 2 quinellas, a $6.20 and a $9.10, and 1 trifecta, $50.10. Thanks to the Railway Hotel Otaki for those wonderful chance of giving you winners over the weekend. Thanks to Bohanna Motors, that's your local sports news for Monday.
That's why you got the new Tesla in the car park, right?
Seven winners out of nine. Gosh, Chris was on fire.
Yep.
I just had one winner, nod of the head, because he has first go, so he takes the winners, I take the place getters.
That's the trouble. He gets all yours.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind him doing that, because he's the expert.
Yes.
And I fill it up with the place getters. But good. What a day it was. Unbelievable.
Well done.
Mm.
Very, very good. Appreciate that. All right, love a game of snooker. I remember having a game with my old mate Bill Abbott.
Yes.
Bill Abbott at Ōtaki RSA. And I won. I would think we won. We had a game that was 160-something to 140.
Right.
Because of all the in-offs.
You'd been there all day sort of thing.
Pretty much. It was one of those dreadful games.
Yeah.
Highest break was about 8, I think.
Waikanae snooker clubs are bounding along. They've put in snooker tables, I believe, in the dining room now.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Great.
So you get up there and have a game.
Mm. Love to. All right. Word of the day, please.
Word of the day today is turpitude. You might know this one. Turpitude.
Turpitude.
T-U-R-P-I-T-U-D-E.
Right.
Well, it means depraved or wicked behaviour or character.
Why would I know that?
Acts of moral turpitude.
Oh.
Now, turpitude refers to inherent lack of integrity or morality, or to an evil or immoral act. Yeah. It is frequently used in legal context in the phrase mora turpitude. Michael Scott would know that. Now, turpitude comes from the Latin turpis, meaning vile or base, and the word is often heard in the phrase moral turpitude, an expression used in law to designate an act or behaviour that gravely violates the sentiment or accepted standard of the company. So there we are.
That's why I work alone.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't heard that word before.
Turpitude.
No. Well, I have heard of it. But depraved or wicked behaviour or character, acts of moral turpitude.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the reminder.
That's all right.
All right. I'll try.
Quite a nice little word, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll try not to have too much turpitude today. I'll stay away from everyone. Right, our word of the day, local sport. Thanks, Nige. 9 to 8, Coast Access Radio. We'll check the birthdays and today in history in just a moment.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't? Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold drafts. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all, glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call, 021-211-770. 021-211-770. Or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon of iGlaze?
Eight minutes to eight, Monday morning here at Coast Access Radio. It's the 16th of May. Happy birthday if it is your day and date today. Happy birthday to you on the 16th of May. It's Taylor Delahaye's birthday today. Taylor's 14 today.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Taylor, from everyone thinking about you on your special day today. It's also Lynn Oldfield's birthday. Now, you might know Lynn. Remember we used to ring up the Kapiti Airport when Air New Zealand
yes.
used to fly in. Well, Lynn was one of the lovelies we used to speak with in the mornings. Mm. She used to work down there.
Oh, down there, yes. Yeah,
lovely
I remember
Lynn.
That now. That's
yeah,
right.
Lovely Lynn. Well, yeah. These days, I think she's still at Shoreline.
Yeah.
Working hard. Shoreline and Waikanae. Yeah. Well, it's Lynn's birthday today. She hasn't got the gold card yet. Don't be silly.
I suppose somebody's given her a nice voucher to go to Shoreline.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Happy birthday, lovely Lynn. And also, it's Brad's birthday. I work with Brad in town sometimes at RNZ. Brad Warrington. Now, some people might know him as a DJ. He's been DJing around Wellington for about 100 years. I think he calls himself DJ Marek, if that's how you pronounce it.
Oh.
So happy birthday, Brad. He's always got a big smile on his face. He can do all sorts of jobs. All the best to you, Brad and Lynn and Taylor, on the 16th of May on the Rich and Famous list. Today, there's a few. It's not actually that many. A woman who plays Rose on 2 and a Half Men. Melanie Linsky, who I think is a New Zealander.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah.
Her birthday today. Born on this date in 1977. That makes her, what, 45? Tori Spelling is 49 today. Olga Corbett, you might remember her.
Yes, yes.
Famous Russian gymnast.
Yes.
She's still around?
Yes, she's still around.
Wow.
Mm. She's, what, 40-odd, is she?
40-odd?
Yeah.
She's 62.
62 now, is it? Yeah.
In fact, she might be more than that.
Right.
To be fair.
Hmm.
1955.
I was trying to think which games she won her gold medals in.
Oh, she's 67.
Right.
Blimey. Pierce Brosnan, who, among other things, was one of the James Bonds.
James
he's 70.
Bond.
70 today.
Yeah.
In the background, here's a bit of Liberace. Can't hear it. He's playing the piano. Liberace was born on this date in 1919. Yeah, he was a classic. Henry Fonda, Hank Fonda, born on this date in 1905. And former All Black captain in the 80s, Frank Shelford. Born on this date, 1955, among others. I've got one other musical person who is 56 today. She's the one who had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, right.
Some years ago.
Yes, yeah.
Remember that?
All right.
I'll play something from her in a moment.
Yeah. I can't help you out with many birthdays today. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
I haven't got the birthday list.
Yeah. That's all right. As far as history goes, on this date, what have I got? Nicolas Sarkozy became French president on this date in 2007. Space shuttle Endeavour completed its maiden voyage, 1992, on this date. Belgium legalised euthanasia this date, 2002. That's exciting.
Right.
Here's one for you. The first electric train went into service near Berlin on this date, 1881.
In 1881?
1881.
Goodness gracious me.
How about that, eh?
I wonder if James Shaw will relate to that when it comes to climate change.
Possibly. Mm. Big day for our all-whites soccer team. They defeated Australia 2-0 in Sydney this date, 1981. That helped them qualify for the 1982 World Cup. That was a huge, huge win.
Yeah, it was. We did well there, 2 in the cup.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Yep.
First Academy Awards were given on this date in 1929. You remember those?
Anybody we know? No.
Probably.
No.
It might have been all silent movies back then. Jim Henson died on this date, 1990. He was the creator of the Muppets. And Sammy Davis Jr. also died on the same date. Anything else? Not much.
No.
Not really. A military coup was staged in South Korea. Joan of Arc was canonized on this date, 1920.
Yeah, I went to that place where she was burnt at stake.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when I was on the last trip, I think it was.
Oh, right.
Mm. It was quite sad to be going there. There's a church right beside it. It's very nice.
I don't like my steaks burned. I'd rather have them medium rare.
Yeah. No, it's quite a sad story, that's for sure.
Yeah, indeed. Mm. Oh, that's about it then. Well, I'll play this song by this woman who had the wardrobe malfunction because it's her birthday. All right.
You
take off. Thanks, Nige. And thank you for making Coast Access Radio part of your choice, part of your day. I'm Todd Zahner. I think I'm back again tomorrow, all going well. So I'll leave you with this, shall I? This should take us to the news if I've timed it right. How old is she today? She's 56, Michael's younger sister, born on this date, 1966. Janet Jackson having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Janet.
Missing that you are with me, my love, This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.